first start with Mexico. Mexico remains the largest market in terms of volume for beef and pork from the United States. I'll maybe first of all touch on the beef side. Beef has had some challenges in Mexico. Our exports of beef have been down considerably since the economic financial crisis, which began in August of 2008. Initially, that was precipitated by the devaluation of the peso, and then more recently, it's the high price of U.S. beef that has caused a problem for many consumers in Mexico. The Mexican economy has grown. It's just now getting back to where it was prior to the financial crises and economic fallout of 2008. So we still believe that that market could be difficult for us to increase our exports of beef to Mexico in the near term, even in spite of the fact that Mexico suffered a big drought a year and a half ago, was liquidating some of its cattle herd, and also had record exports of feeder cattle to the United States, all of which has diminished the supply of locally produced beef in the market. Having said that, unfortunately, because of the high U.S. prices, which most analysts believe will even be higher next year, may still be out of the reach of many consumers in Mexico. So at this point, I think our best forecast for next year would be about a negative 3% growth in beef, which is unfortunate, but that's the way we see it. We also think the peso, although it's strengthened recently, if you look at the futures market, the peso looks like it's going to be slightly depreciating, perhaps into 2013 will make even further difficulties in terms of purchasing U.S. beef and making it affordable for the Mexican consumer. Turning to the pork side, the story is quite frankly the opposite. Since the fall of 2008, our ability to export more and increasing volumes of pork to Mexico has been very, very positive and very good. We've had double-digit growth. So what you see kind of a macro sense in Mexico is because of these prices and the economic difficulties that many of the consumers have experienced, they fairly quickly transition to less expensive forms of protein. Primarily poultry and pork have been the two ones that have won this battle for the short term, and beef, unfortunately, has dipped rather considerably. We believe those trends will continue, but probably at a lesser pace. We're looking at, again, growth in our ability to export pork up to about 4% next year. Largely that's because of the expectation that U.S. pork prices, primarily hams, picnics, and these other types of cuts will be higher next year than they were this year, so there'll be some pressure there. The one kind of wild card that's out there, we don't know exactly how it's going to be played, is that several months ago, the Mexican government made a determination that the U.S. poultry industry were dumping U.S. Leg quarters into Mexico. So they made that determination. They have not yet applied any anti-dumping duties, which they would have a right to do under this determination, primarily because there was an outbreak of avian influenza in Mexico, and prices of particularly eggs and also chicken meat increased sharply. So because of that, the government didn't want to add to the inflationary pressures by putting these duties on. However, the government is prepared to do so at whatever time it thinks would be needed. We don't know for sure whether it will happen in 2013 or not. The Mexicans are reportedly fairly quickly repopulating their chicken flocks, if you will. So it's possible that these duties could be applied sometime in 2013. And that, of course, would open up new opportunities to export more pork. I think pork would be the winner under such a scenario. As the Mexicans would obviously like meat, and they would need to replace the higher-priced chicken. And we expect them to increase purchases of U.S. pork. In terms of market access, Mexico, we have a very good market access situation there. They are working on the remaining four products of the BSC, related market access issues. Those products have been technically allowed now into Mexico. They're just working out the details. There's been a few issues that have come up. The two governments are working bilaterally to resolve those as we speak. They've been meeting in the last week or so. And that dialogue continues, working out some specific language, and they've asked for some data from the United States, which I believe the U.S. government has provided the Mexican authorities. Quickly transitioning to Central America, that's a market that's not a large market compared to many markets, but it's a fast-growing market. It has a lot of opportunities. The tariffs continue to come down under the CAFTA agreement, and so we believe that there's opportunities there in terms of beef, probably in Panama and El Salvador, and in the case of pork, one of the leading markets there is Honduras and also Guatemala. So we believe there's opportunities to capture there and to leverage. USM has invested more money in that region in recent years, and I think they've we've received a good return on that investment. So we believe that that has further upward ability. Dominican Republic also has been a good market for the United States, and we believe that there's still good opportunities there as well. So without getting into too much more, I guess one thing I would say about Central America, we've had in the recent weeks a flare-up of a couple of market access issues. So some of them are centered around the country of origin, confusion about the labels on boxes related to the COOL law that exists in the United States. And also in the case of Honduras, there's been some issues related to invoicing, and the government now has issued reference prices, the prices at which they would apply tariffs to. So those issues are being worked on and monitored, and hopefully will not be too disruptive to trade, and we can sort these out in quick order.